Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice at independent streaming internet radio station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, June 4th, 2009. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. I know it's early in the morning. You early birds, get up. Now, if you're listening to us from overseas, it's probably in the afternoon. So do give us a call with your comments, your questions, and especially your criticisms. If you disagree, all the better. Also, our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. comments@libertytalkradio.com. Let me hear from you. I encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com. That's mytwocentsonline.com, and that two is a numeric two. In his weekly newsletter, Andy discusses economic issues and how they can affect you. You can also listen to Andy's commentary on contraryinvestorscafe.com. Lastly, I'd like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, good morning, everyone. I want to mention that I was on Contrary Investors Cafe. I was asked by Andy to make a few comments about GM and the like, and it was a lot of fun. I truly enjoyed it. In fact, they're playing it right now on their rebroadcast, their podcast, I guess. And together with some other interviews. I'm very pleased about that, and I want to thank Andy very much. First thing I'd like to do is just read you a nice email that I received from Mikey. He says, I listen to your show at least once a week. Thank you. I often hear you ask for callers, and I'm sorry that I never do, but I am a passive listener. Plus, I am always working when on the computer. Don't think because you get few calls that you have few listeners. That's a good point, Mike. There are a lot of us passive listeners out there, and I will always look forward to your show. Thank you. All right, Mikey, if you will send me your mailing address and T-shirt size, I'll get a T-shirt, Liberty Talk Radio T-shirt, in the mail to you pronto. Have another email here. This is from a guy that I used to work with many years ago, and it's Robert. And he said, here's something. Now you know why bullets are hard to come by. Another direct assault on our Second Amendment by the Obama administration. Georgia Arms is the fifth largest retailer of .223 ammo in America. They sell 9mm and .45 etc. ammo. They normally buy spent brass from the U.S. Department of Defense. One-time used shell castings. That means that they just fire it once and then they recycle it and then they reload them. You know, they clean them and they reload them. And they, you know, respec them and stuff like that. And it's cheaper to do it that way because brass is relatively expensive. and they get that from the military, from military training bases. They buy the brass and then reload for resale to law enforcement, gun shops, gun clubs, Walmart, etc. They normally buy about 30,000 pounds of spent brass at one time. This week, the DOD, Department of Defense, wrote a letter to the owner of Georgia Arms and said that from now on, the DOD will be destroying the brass, shredding it. It's no longer available to ammo makers unless they just buy it in scrap shredded condition, which they have no use for, obviously. The shredded brass is now going to be sold by the DOD to China as scrap metal. After the DOD pays for it to be shredded, the DOD is selling brass to China for less money than the ammo manufacturers have been paying, plus the DOD has to pay to have the brass shredded and do all the accounting work, etc. That sure helps the U.S. economy sell cheaper to China and do not sell shells at all to proven U.S. businesses I'm assuming that's true, but if that's true, that's just another indication of how our government works, and then we say we have a problem. And this is what our program is going to be about this morning. We only have about 25 minutes. My name is Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Please call in 646-652-4620 if you're listening live. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Now, when we think about the multitude of problems that are discussed every day on TV, and let me make a recommendation. You don't watch TV. It's all garbage, folks. It's all garbage. There are a few programs out there that try to sneak in some facts, but by and large, most of it is just unadulterated garbage. We are bombarded with advertisements telling us what to buy, telling us what's good for us, telling us what's not good for us. We have the same, not only from manufacturers, but people selling stuff. But we have the same thing from government constantly. The government basically owns the TV stations. They own it because the news broadcasts are owned by large corporations that have humongous government contracts. And we all know what happens then. You just follow the money. You always just follow the money. And if you do so, you'll find out why things are the way they are. And it is astounding to me that everything today is a problem. Everything. I mean, you just go down the list. We have out-of-balance trade deficits. We have a budget deficit. We have immigration, inflation, education, terrorism, problems with Iran, Iraq, North Korea, jobs, unemployment, Social Security, health care, gun control, birth control, you name it, and everything's a problem. Everything is a problem. Now, why is that? Why is everything a problem? First of all, I want to pick on education. Now, we hear our elected officials, especially the senators, they literally make me want to throw up, talk about we have a problem with education. We have no problem with education. You cannot have a problem with education. I mean, education is the solution. You cannot have a problem with education. It's like having a bad good thing. You know, it's either it's good, good thing is a good thing. It's not bad. There's something else that's wrong. And with education, there's nothing wrong with education. Now, there is some bad education. I mean, if you're educating kids incorrectly, that's one thing. But who's in charge of our education? The government and our government officials and the NEA, the National Education Association or Administration. And yet, they say education is one of America's major problems. Well, if you use any sort of line of thinking, if education, first of all, education is not a problem, but if the education system is a problem, then wouldn't you go to the people who are in charge of the education system and say, you're the problem? The core problem is government, folks. Government doesn't belong in education. Government is only interested in making certain that our young minds in America, malleable, refreshing, inquisitive, thoughtful, intuitive young minds, are numbed down to a point where they no longer become critical thinkers. No one is a critical thinker anymore. All they want to do is memorize. You just memorize and you learn. That's how you supposedly learn. You just learn the facts. And one thing that you learn is that nothing can be done without government assistance. You know, it's amazing today that every time something comes up, I don't care what the problem is, you name it, the very, very following the comment afterwards is up. Let's see what Obama has to say about that. Obama has nothing to do with that. Obama has nothing to do with the deficit problem. He has nothing to do with immigration. He has nothing to do with inflation. He should be out of that business altogether. There should be no Federal Reserve. Now, if we have a problem with inflation, we have no problem with inflation. We have a problem with the government printing too much money. That's inflation. That is the definition of inflating. You inflate by increasing the supply of something. If I have one car and I go to 10 cars, I have inflated the number of cars that I have. Our government keeps on inflating the money supply exponentially. And then we say, well, we're trying to control inflation. Well, no, you are the guy with the flamethrower, you know, that's walking into a building. You're not interested in saving that building from fire. You're going to burn it down. And we hear this every single day. I do not watch television anymore, hardly at all. I have to admit, I very rarely. I'm home a lot during the day because I'm retired. But I keep myself busy. And there's one thing I don't do is I don't turn on that stupid boob tube. Because if you turn it on, when I turn it on, I get nothing done. And then I listen to garbage all day, and then I get angry with myself. I said, what did I learn? I mean, you just hear a lot of gibberish, you know, no matter what station, whether it be CNBC, no matter what it is, you hear just a lot of talk.
Well, you know, I think the market should be doing a little bit better, and I think maybe the tech industries, blah, blah, blah.
You know, garbage, garbage, garbage. And we just sit there, and we numb out, and we become really dull and dumb. Look what's happening to our children. Our children sit in front of a TV, and they watch cartoons when they come home from school, and they do that because the parents are too damn busy to bother with them. But they won't be disciplined enough to turn the TV off and say, hey, go outside, get dirty, get some dirt in your mouth to improve your immune system, you know, and interact with the other kids. No, we can't do that anymore. No, we got to have a special TV program so they can watch it and become numb and dumb. And this is what's happened to America. We are numb and dumb. We don't have an education problem. We have a problem with government being involved, getting intrusive in our education. The big problem we have is the NEA. You know, Senator Dodd, whose wife, my favorite one that I love to hate, he talks about the education system. And yet, you know, he vindicates the NEA. He glamorizes the NEA. Idolizes the NEA, and then he says we have an education problem. Well, we have an education problem. Maybe it's the NEA who's a problem. Can't be education, because education is good stuff. Educating is good. Educating cannot be bad. You know, again, unless you're teaching, you know, false, phony stuff, which we do in our schools. We teach comic book history. The core problem, folks, is government. We have an immigration problem. We don't have an immigration problem. Why would we have an immigration problem? We have hundreds of thousands of people who want to come here to pick our vegetables and fruits. You know, jobs we don't want to do. And we call that a problem. It's not a problem. Obama was interviewed the other day. And he was asked the questions about all these problems. And he had some glib, just general answer for everything. I mean, his answers are the same to everything.
Well, you know, we're really looking at that, and it seems that a new approach is, but
oh, it's garbage, garbage, garbage. No one's to blame. There's never really a problem within the problem itself, you know, and but he's going to solve it, but he doesn't tell you how. When they talked about peace in the Middle East or our relationship with the Arab states, he goes, oh, yes, of paramount importance, and we need to, you know, develop a new approach and develop consensuses and be more understanding. What garbage, what absolute unadulterated bull garbage that is. He's saying that while we're bombing the poor people, while we're killing thousands and thousands of people in the Arab region, you know, we are illegally occupying those regions, you know, with our air bases out and bombing the hell out and shooting people and everything. And then we say, well, we got to meet consensus and we have to be more understanding and we have to learn to listen better. You know, listen better. You want to know something? They've already told us that they hacked off. You know why? Because that's why they went, that's why we have terrorism today. You look at terrorism. Is terrorism a problem? Not a problem. Our government's a problem. There would be no terrorism if there was no government causing the problem in the first place. Why do we have terrorism? Because you and I did something wrong and they hate us because maybe we may have a bigger apartment or a bigger house than they have, and possibly because we might have air conditioning and they don't when it's hot out? I don't think so. They are getting back at us because we are the evil empire. That's the way we're perceived. And the only way that they can get back at us is by guerrilla warfare. They don't have any army. They've been stripped. They've been bombed. They've been starved. They've been embargoed to death, these people. You know, we've lied, cheated, and stole from these people for decades. And now we're killing them. And then we have to be more understanding. I mean, and you know, and for people to say, oh, this man has got a new approach, he's so wonderful, we should throw this bum in jail. We should just be rioting outside the White House, throwing him out in the street and say, never come back, go to another country. You don't deserve to be here. You know, folks, I think I'm going nuts. I think I am going absolutely nuts. This is, we have a problem with Social Security. We don't have a problem with Social Security because Social Security shouldn't exist in the first place. And then when we put our money in our little lockboxes to make sure it was there, there's no money there. There's just an IOU from the government saying, oh, you know, we owe $25 trillion. Oops, you know, but it's not a, you know, but we have a problem with Social Security. We don't have a problem with Social Security. We have a problem with our government. Our government spending money that was supposed to be dedicated to Social Security, and now as a result of Social Security and Medicare and other funded unfunded debts, now we're in the hole to, I think it's $63.1 trillion, which is the latest figure, $63.1 trillion, you know, that we are in debt. And that's a problem? That's a problem, all right. But what is the problem? Not Social Security. Of course, it shouldn't have existed in the first place. Medicare, Medicaid, shouldn't have existed in the first place. Who designed those programs? Government. Government's the problem. Folks, I contend that there is no such thing as good government. Absolutely, I don't think there's a... You know, when our government was formed and those revolutionaries got together and businessmen and say, we have to form a government, the big argument was, how do we form a government that doesn't grow in with time and doesn't become intrusive and then eventually mimics the governments in Europe? That was basically their theme. That's why they were the Federalists and Anti-Federalists. Now, the Federalists said, we don't want any government, or central government at all, none whatsoever. Absolutely none. We just want to have individual states, we'll be a confederation. And I think that would have been much better, because then we wouldn't have been a world power, and not being a world power, we wouldn't have our boys and men and women dying all over the world in foreign lands for absolutely no reason other than to support corporate America. And I wish we would wake up to that. But we idolize, you know, our soldiers. You know, and they deserve all the respect in the world. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, the soldiers have nothing to do with it. You know, every other car around my town says, you know, support our troops. You know, I don't know what that means. Support our troops. What does that mean? I don't support them. I wish them ill. I wish to get a bullet in the head. I mean, what a dumb, stupid statement that is. You know, just because supporting the troops means you want to. You want to support the government program. You want to support a fascist regime, which is made up of government in partnerships with corporations that would place our men and women at risk, their very lives at risk, you know, for profit. And that's all war is. War is all about profit. We are in Iraq for profit because there's oil. Now, if we cared so much, why aren't we in Darfur? Why weren't we in some of these African nations that there's genocide going on? You know, because there's no financial reward for us there. And then why aren't we in North Korea? No financial reward for us there either. You know, I just don't understand our method of thinking. It is like, and then we always go, the government has trained us to always go to them for a solution. You go, what's the solution? I mean, why are we going to the government solution when in fact the government is the problem? You ever think of that? I mean, it's like going to organized crime and organized crime saying, you know, we have a problem with criminals here in this city and we need to do something about it.
Are you kidding me? Who are you kidding? You are a criminal, you bum. And this, we don't say that to our politicians. When they say there's a problem with an area, we don't say, yes, you're the problem. You know what we do? We vote them back in. In fact, we are so stupid. We are so incredibly stupid. We actually give them our money so they can campaign and get back into office so they can steal our money and lie to us to our faces. That's how stupid we are. Folks, I want to take a short break. This is Joe Cristiano. I'm your host for Liberty Talk Radio. Our call-in number is 646-652-4620. And I'm taking a little swig of throat tea, as my wife calls it, because my throat's getting bad again. And I'm getting very concerned about that. It's just not going away. You know, they say unemployment's a problem. Well, it may be a problem for people who don't have a job. It's not a problem for the government. And they say, well, the government's got to create jobs. Government cannot create jobs. If someone loses their job and they cannot find employment with a large company, with an employer that will hire them and, you know, give them a regular salary, then they'll have to say, ha-ha, I need to do something on my own. There was a guy in my neighborhood who is the hardest working guy in the world. And he's a super guy. His name is Ed. And he had a beautiful house down the street. And he kept it immaculate. And he had three sons. And they're all honor students. And one won some sort of international award. I forgot what it was. But I mean, just unbelievable. The kids were, and all three kids would come and mow my lawn. And they did it for practically not $30. I have a corner lot, $30. And I do it once every 2 or 3 weeks, you know, because I don't water the lawn and the Bermuda doesn't grow. So, I mean, it's worth it for me because I mowed lawns for 50 years. And I said, I'm tired of mowing lawns. I'm out of that business altogether and I can afford it. So, and he would come over and help the kids and whatever. And they would be here and always on time, work hard, do a fabulous job. And he had a pretty good job, you know, but this guy literally, I don't think he ever slept. He worked 24 hours a day. His house was immaculate. His kids were well educated. He was constantly working day and night and weekends. Well, I saw him 2 weeks ago and he said, well, my company laid everybody off. And he says, right now, well, obviously the job situation is not very good in his field. And he said, so he decided to go into business for himself. He went into the landscaping business, which I was kind of surprised, a landscaping business, you know, and he's a sharp guy. And he had a beautiful truck and, you know, a big trailer with all sorts of equipment in it. But at least he did something. He's not sitting there saying, well, I guess I got to wait for the economy to turn around, da, da, da. You know, he's doing something about it. But what we do is we don't do anything about it. We don't throw the bums out that are in office, with the exception maybe of Ron Paul and a couple of others. But we don't throw the bums out. We give them our money, our hard-earned money, little money that we have, we give to them so they can lie, cheat, and steal all over again, and then we bitch about it. You know, we have no right to complain about anything. Absolutely not. Now, I don't vote for any of these bums. And for the President of the United States, I haven't voted in 20 years because they've never put anyone worth a damn. And let me give you another thing that really hacks me off. When they're talking about this new Spanish woman who's for the Supreme Court, you know, they talk about empathy, they talk about intelligence, they talk about all this other stuff. You know, one thing they never talk about? Whether or not she will faithfully interpret the Constitution as written. Never say that. That's the only thing I'm interested in. I don't care if she has empathy. Empathy has nothing to do with interpreting the Constitution. If the Constitution says something, it says it. Period. Now, there may be some circumstances in that case that where the Constitution may apply that they're not looking at, but you don't change the Constitution because you have empathy. And this is what they do with everything. Oh, empathy and understanding and bing, bada bang, bada boom. You know, all political garbage. Now, I find it amazing that Barack Obama's never had a job. And yet, he can solve every problem.
the auto industry is a problem. Was it a problem? They go bankrupt. They're bum companies. They're bad for years. I mean, friends of mine have been trying to, investors have been trying to get me to invest in General Motors. I go, you got to be out of your mind. That's the worst company in the world. It's a poorly managed, heavily loaded with debt and employees who are sucking it dry. I said, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole, you know? And they said, oh, no, no, the parts are worth more than the whole and all that crap they used to give me about GM. Ha, 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 ha. You know, and GM wasn't a problem for the government at all. Let it go bankrupt. Let them reorganize. Yeah, a lot of people are going to get hurt. But you want to know something? If you're a supplier of GM and you did not know that GM was in trouble for years, and I'm not talking about, you know, well, we just learned last Wednesday that GM was having, the suppliers to GM knew that they had a problem for years. And what they should have started doing is saying, the next load of bolts that you need, you know, you got to put down half down or something like that. In other words, to cover their costs so they wouldn't go bankrupt. Now, I'm in business. This is what happened to me. I've gone to companies saying, I understand that you're going, you know, things aren't too good and you may be filing bankruptcy. We can't come out and do the job. We'll do the job after the bankruptcy judge approves it, you know. And what they do is they say, no, we'll guarantee it. We'll send you a check in advance. You know, we do that when we know about it. Now, a lot of these are real small companies and you wouldn't know if they're doing poorly. But GM, everybody knew that. For years they knew that. And these suppliers whose lifeblood is selling to GM, you darn well know they knew the balance sheet of GM for years. So they say, well, look at all the suppliers that you'll hurt. No, you won't hurt the suppliers. The suppliers hurt themselves because they didn't take the proper action. They should have diversified, gotten, you know, Ford or Toyota or someone else to they can supply to, or they should have downsized to a point where, or asked GM for money. I mean, in advance. So the government can't solve that problem. No way they can solve that problem, and they shouldn't have solved that problem. It should have been the free market system. That's all I have to say, and I'm really hacked off today. Okay. All righty. This is Joe Cristiano. I'm your host for Liberty Talk Radio. Please send me your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com about this broadcast or anything else for that matter. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. Ron Paul has a sign as this. It says, don't steal. The government hates competition. With that, until next time, this is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.